Welcome to the Heart of Humans podcast, where heartbreak isn't the end, but the beginning. I'm your host, Jennifer Lee, your heart catalyst. Together, we'll turn your heartache into fuel for a fulfilling love life. Get ready to open up your heart and navigate the unpredictable currents of life together, exploring relationships, self-discovery, and the power of living authentically. Okay, guys, I took my vitamins, so I feel really good today. I feel proud of myself. This is when Jen is at her most proudest, is when she takes care of herself and she doesn't have to get tired and wonder why she is tired. She just takes her vitamins. I'm on that vitamin grind. And today, I want to talk about how visualization saves us half the work for our goals. Visualization is really exciting. I think our imagination is actually a powerful tool for helping us achieve our vision and discover our way there. It is one of our species' unique gifts that has paved the road to civilization and modern technology and liberty, you name it. It has even lifted a Holocaust survivor named Viktor Frankl out of a place of oppression in the face of immense suffering, helping him find purpose and meaning by imagining himself beyond the camp, beyond the Holocaust camp, and engaging in activities that brought him a sense of purpose and fulfillment. By mentally transcending the immediate suffering, he maintained his idea of what makes him feel free. He maintained his freedom and resilience, even in the darkest of circumstances. As some of you already know, I'm a dancer, and despite my limitations for not being trained in my youth as much as I would wished, I started younger. I started at 26. So it provides a lot of limitations to my abilities. But an important piece of what keeps me going in my dance is my imagination. I think that being a dancer is not just exciting, it's achievable. Yeah, when my favorite song comes on, I will visualize a choreography and embody my best attempt through my dance abilities, my limited dance abilities. And it doesn't mean that the dance will look exactly like how I picture it, but it does make me feel confident to know that it's possible, because I integrate all of my emotions into the imagination, how it would feel if I were to execute the dance movement the way that I imagine it. And one doesn't have to be in a dark circumstance of your life to use your imagination for healing or personal growth. The first way to do it is really through a visualization. So we're going to start with an exercise right now. I want you to imagine sitting with your eyes closed. I want you to feel into your sense of excitement. Where do you feel it? How do the sensations show up in your body? Tune in. With this excitement, what do you feel confident doing? Maybe it's something that you want to harness and bring into while you are going out on a date or making new friends. New connections. How are people reacting around you? Is it warm? Is there a lot of conversations? Is there physical touch? Is there laughter, smiles? Take a deep breath. breathe out and relax as you sink more into your confidence with others. Now you can open your eyes. So that's one example of visualization that you can do. What the practice does is it helps us suspend our dependency on having the world have to be a specific way in order to feel vulnerable and honest. Like people have to come up to you first in order for you to feel comfortable. That's how you have held a worldview of having to feel comfortable, is that people smile at you, they come up to you first. And we could suspend that dependency to have to look a certain way for us to be vulnerable and for us to be honest. You can engage from the bottom up through embodied sensation instead of a top-down experience from our mind. According to Amar Shima and Rajesh Bakshi, there is research in goal setting and achievement which has indicated that a visualization can play a big role in increasing motivation. So a common issue in relationships is that the woman doesn't have emotional connection with a man, or they don't feel like they have enough of it. So instead of feeling bad about wanting emotional connection when it's lacking with our partner, why not use visualization to make it feel natural to desire that connection? What do I mean by that? Well, let's imagine that you have that emotional connection. I want to do this with the intent of you recognizing how to come from an empowered place versus a disempowered place when you feel like you don't have it, you don't deserve it. There's a scarcity in emotional connection. What would having that connection make you feel? Would it make you feel confident? Would it make you feel loved, creative, motivated, respected? Now, if you can maintain that emotion and it's a positive feeling, can you try asking your partner to create emotional connection from a more empowered place instead of a disempowered one? A disempowered place would be like, if you don't spend time with me on Friday nights, I'm going to feel sad. I'm going to feel like this relationship isn't working. Versus if you were to do the visualization, create that emotional connection within yourself and speak from an empowered place and say to them, I will feel more loved if we spend time together on Friday nights. What difference would that make? Because how we present our perspectives ultimately creates a frame, a tone for our partners to be able to show up for us. And we want to invite them into our imagination, not in a way where I'm going to remove myself from the premise. I'm going to separate you from this happening, but I am going to invite you into what makes me feel loved. I'm going to invite you into the experience that I am giving myself. Another way to do this is by imagining conversations with our past, our present, or future selves, with patterns and beliefs that we hold and don't serve us. So if you can imagine sitting with eyes closed, having a vision of yourself from your past sitting right across from you, and the set of beliefs that they have that you know still lives within you, or you just want to resurface because there's something to work through about the way you were raised or the things that you are still trying to reconcile in your heart, and having that dialogue between them, between you and her. This opens up the access to process our emotions and express what we've always desired to express. And that's an intimate, sacred conversation that can shift our way of being. I love doing this through journaling, especially if you're stuck in a place where it's hard to see the resolution or have the motivation to make a change in your life. Write it down so that you can support yourself in the ways that you've always wanted to. Like, you're working so hard, Jen. I know that you have been stressed out, and it's okay. You don't have to stress yourself out any longer. You don't have to do this to yourself. You need a break. It's okay to feel this way. Words carry energy, and there's a reason why storytelling and songs move us. Neuroscience shows that self-compassionate writing activates the same brain areas as receiving comfort from another person. So imagine for a moment that you do deserve the support that maybe you don't think you deserve, or that you do deserve to feel compassion when you don't feel like you should. The imagination works through us, inside and out, to create the safety for your desire to show up. And our desire shows up when we feel safe. Journaling creates a space for safety and inquiry. The imagination is a superpower. It really is. That's why we are motivated by art. That's why I'm an artist. It is a superpower that we all possess. So next time you're looking for love, motivation, or a better way, start by visualizing what success would feel like. If you need help getting started, journaling is a fantastic tool. If you're looking for journaling prompts, feel free to add me on social media at Heart of Humans Pod or at Generation with a J, L at the very end, Generation L. If you want to dig deeper into using your imagination for positive change, follow my podcast for more tips on self-discovery and building heart-centered relationships. Let's keep moving forward on this amazing journey together. Until next time, remember, you are not alone.